From NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York, this is Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, your host for this next hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. And we managed to get the queen of the know-it-alls on our show. She is the editor of the World Almanac, Sarah Jansen. And to kick things off, please say hello to our one-man house band, Mr. Jonathan Coulton.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ophira.
And it looks like we have our first two contestants, Dan Marin and Eurydice Decker. Now, you're both really into film,
yes.
Which is just great to know, not helpful at all in this game. But I would love to know, if your project won an Academy Award for best whatever, who would you thank in your speech, Dan?
I think it would have to be the Academy to begin. Then you got to go cast and crew.
The agent
who brought me... the makeup artist who stayed with me all these years. I think Meryl Streep did that with
your
her
team.
Last one.
You got a whole team in
your
dream here.
And then I would end as the music was beginning to rise up. I'd remember my family. I think that's how it
usually
seems to work.
Sounds like beautiful. You've thought about this a lot.
You're ready to see. What do you have to say for your thank yous?
I think I would just do family and friends.
Wow.
And maybe the loser in high school who always didn't give me the second look.
Ah, spite! You're all about spite. Yeah, that's right. A lot of people here relate to that. All right, well, this game is called Oscar Winners, and it's specifically about people named Oscar. Apologies to all the Tonys, Emmys, and old little musical ladies named Grammy out there, because this round is all about the Oscars. So we've written a bunch of short acceptance speeches that notable, real, and fictional Oscars might read if they were awarded a trophy in their field of expertise. And your job is to tell us which Oscar we're talking about. So let's turn to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky. John, can you give us an example?
Thank you. This is so exciting. You know, Duke Ellington called me the Maharaja of the keyboard, and Count Basie said I play the ivories better than anyone he'd heard. Until today, I thought those were the highest honor this old jazz piano player could get. That would be a speech given by Oscar Peterson.
Okay. Right? You got that one right in your mind?
Totally.
Yeah. So ring in when you know the answer. And the winner of this game will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Here we go. I know this is going to sound weird coming out of my mouth, given my sour reputation and the fact that I'm basically a shapeless green piece of fabric that lives in a garbage can, but you like me right now. You really like me. Dan.
Oscar the Grouch?
Exactly.
Oh, I wish you all could be me right now. That is what I'd truly like you all to be. Because if you were all me right now, everyone would be in love with you. Trust me, it's an amazing feeling. I feel like a wiener. Dan.
Oscar Mayer?
You're right, and I said wiener on the radio.
Everyone loves a hot dog. That's what that's about. Hot dog always wins. Jackie O, Nancy Reagan, even Cher, I've dressed them all for their big occasions in their lives. So who am I wearing tonight? Myself, of course. Eurydice.
Oscar de la Renta.
Exactly, yes. Don't even think of playing me off, Mr. Conductor. I have a long list of people to thank. In fact, it's almost as long as the list of lives I saved during World War II.
A long list.
I know. It's okay. It's all right.
Oh, God.
Dan fell to the floor, but Eurydice buzzed in.
Oscar Schindler.
Exactly. Well done.
A little braggy, Oscar
yeah,
Schindler.
A little braggy.
A little bit of a show off. I've been a lightweight champion, a welterweight champion, not to mention an Olympic champion. Still, it wasn't until today that I felt like I finally earned my nickname, Golden Boy. Dan.
Oscar de la Hoya.
You got it.
Yeah. When I woke up earlier today, I thought, what a beautiful morning. How could it possibly get better than this? Well, thanks to this award, I'll say that tonight isn't going to be too shabby either. It has truly been some enchanted evening. Eurydice.
Oscar Hammerstein.
Yes, exactly. Oscar Hammerstein.
All right, this is your last question. Personally, I've never believed in the importance of being earnest. That said, I'm at a loss for words right now, so I'll just repeat something that's been attributed to me for years. I have nothing to declare except my own genius. Dan.
Oscar Wilde.
That's right.
John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
The envelope, please. And the Oscar goes to Dan. Way to go, Dan.
Congratulations, Dan. We will see you again at our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash.
Seems a little out of Oscar's range, that song. Very high.
He's a hoarder. I think that's
he's a hoarder. Yeah, I know. It's very sad.